Congratulations, I haven't been able to say that yet on your Pro Bowl selection.
Yeah.
But it's funny because you smile. You said I should have alternate stitched on the back of the jersey, an asterisk next to my name. Why don't you take that honor and embrace it after such a great season?
Just because, you know, I want to make it there on my own terms. I don't necessarily want anything handed to me. So that's my mentality. It always has been. And so, you know, don't get me wrong. I am honored to be a Pro Bowler. But again, I want to get there on my own terms based off the production I do. Before all those other guys get to make their choice to go or not.
Okay, so I don't know if you remember this from last year, but now we get to have a little bit of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's the five questions. Get to know Latavius Murray, or as some people call him, Tay Train.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the nickname come from? It's stuck, so
yeah.
You like it so far.
Yeah, yeah. It came from a teacher of mine in high school. He was our football announcer for our football games in high school, and so I just decided to bring it back.
Best vacation spot. Where's your go-to place?
Maybe Bahamas.
Mm.
Bahamas is really nice.
Or Mexico City.
Mexico
November
City.
21st.
Mexico
but that is
City.
That's a work trip.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mexico City, bigger star, T-Swift or Taiwan Jones?
Definitely T-Swift. But Taiwan's my guy, you know. He's famous in Mexico now, but can't compare to T-Swift.
So not your prototypical running back, taller than most. If you didn't play that position, what position would you play, or would you even play the sport? Would you choose another?
Yeah, I think if I didn't play running back, I would play linebacker, get on the defensive side of the ball like I did in high school. But other than football, I'd definitely be playing basketball.
You're a big Knicks fan. That hasn't changed.
Nope.
I still think you should come over to the Warriors. But looking at your team, do you think Carmelo will ever win a championship?
Yeah, I think they've assembled some good pieces this year. Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah, so I'm definitely excited about what they can accomplish.